I'm Henry McNulty, filling in this morning for Jim Tevenin. We're about to have an interview with guests from the touring production of Back to the Future, the musical, visiting Spokane at the First Interstate Center for the Arts, May 27th through 30th. My guest today is Lucas Hallower. Welcome, Lucas.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So, obviously, this is a very familiar story from the famous movie. What is it like to now inhabit this character of Marty McFly?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a lot of pressure to get it right. So many people love the character, and so many people grew up with the character. So, I have a lot of pressure to bring that level of nostalgia to them. But luckily, the director and the creator of the franchise, Bob Gale, who's very involved with the making of the show, we're so open about all of us creating our own versions of these characters and bringing ourselves to these characters and also giving a little bit of what everyone's looking for.
So give me a little bit of background about you as a performer.
Yeah, I went to college at Coastal Carolina University in South Carolina for musical theater. And then right after that, I went on the road. I went out with Mean Girls, the musical, which came here to Spokane, actually. So my second time here. And right after Mean Girls, I started with Back to the Future. So it's been an insane journey, and I've been touring now for 3 years, and I love it. I love it so much.
Well, I saw that Mean Girls tour, so welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So what about the rest of the cast in this production? What can you tell me?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, they're all amazing. David Josephsberg, who plays Doc, has, I think, 11 Broadway shows under his belt. He's just a legend, and it's amazing to do the show with him every day. He teaches me so much about comedy and timing, and I feel like I learn so much just from acting with him every day. And, you know, the rest of the cast is just awesome. Cartrez, who plays Goldie Wilson and Marvin Berry, has an amazing song in Act One that just brings the house down every night, and everyone always loves it. So it's a stacked cast, and everyone does so good at bringing those characters to life from the movie.
Is this a big ensemble show? I mean, we know the main characters from the movie, but for a musical, I imagine there are a lot more people.
Yeah, definitely. The ensemble is working very hard to bring the Hill Valley townspeople to life. They're doing so much dancing and playing so many small characters throughout the show, you know, like my sister, my brother, my grandma, all these different people that come in and are part of the story. The ensemble kind of dips in and out of those people, and it's amazing to see.
Knowing the movie, as I'm sure most listeners would, I know that there are characters who appear as different ages over the course of the show. How do you handle that in a stage context?
Yeah, I mean, that's mostly on the actors to kind of sell it. You know, Mike and Catherine, who play George and Lorraine, they both have to play a 40-year-old version of that character and then a 16-year-old version of that character. So it's definitely different for them, and they have to do a lot, you know, with the physicality, how they walk, how they, where they place their weight and stuff to make it seem like they're older. And, you know, there's a little bit of stage makeup as well, and, you know, costumes, all these things help sell it a little bit more.
I imagine for you, it must be a lot like meeting three versions of the same person, because you know them in real life, you know them as a 16-year-old version, and you know them as a 40-year-old version.
Yeah, definitely. Sometimes I forget it's the same actor who plays them, because, you know, it's like my old parents come out at the beginning and I do a scene with them, and then I don't see them for a while because I do all that stuff with Doc, and then they come back later and now they look like they're young again. You know, I've been on stage singing and dancing, and they've been backstage wiping off makeup and redoing it and trying to look young again. So,
well, the fact that you can believe it is just proof that it's working.
Totally.
So tell me a little bit about the music in the show. The movie is certainly famous for some of its music, and I believe some of that carries over. Is that right?
Definitely. I mean, the people who worked on the movie, Alan Silvestri, who wrote the iconic Back to the Future theme, and Glenn Ballard, who is an icon in his own right, wrote all the new music for the show. But of course, they kept the iconic things from the movie, like Johnny Be Good, Power of Love, Earth Angel, all those special ones that everyone remembers from the movie are still there. But they wrote so many new, amazing songs for the musical that I think everyone's going to love.
This show is touring Spokane for just a limited time. Tell me, this tour overall, this is the national tour. Where all have you been and where are you going next?
Oh, my gosh. Well, we're actually close to wrapping up. This is our fourth to last city. So we've only got four left, and we've been all over the country at this point. I mean, name a city, we've probably been there. It's been so cool to be part of this tour and to take this story to so many different communities and, you know, it's such a relatable story. Everyone can, you know, relate to the not feeling like they fit in with their family. And to see Marty's journey of finding his family and finding his friendship with Doc is just something that everyone needs right now. It's very heartwarming, and I think people love that.
Well, Lucas, I really appreciate you being here and telling me about the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Back to the Future, the musical, comes through Spokane this week at the First Interstate Center for the Arts. That's May 27th through 30th. I'm Henry McNulty. This has been From the Studio.